Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Alina from La Mesa.
Okay. My name's Alina. I'm an alcoholic. Randy called me this morning, actually almost this afternoon, and asked me to speak. And I don't have a year, so I was just telling my son, if you don't volunteer, they'll come find you. I've been in this program. Well, I came to my first AA meeting in January of 1998, and probably you figured out I've had a rough time figuring this thing out. I had 5 years of sobriety, and it was good, except in looking back, I realized I never got it. It's like I went through the motions. I had a sponsor. I did what I was supposed to do. I sponsored people and all that stuff, but I wasn't into it. I kind of just was doing it. And just a little bit of background, I didn't grow up in an alcoholic family. We didn't have a bar in our house. My parents didn't drink. We went to church every Sunday. We were a good little certain kind of religious family, and I hated it. And I didn't think when I was a child, like when I turn 18, I'm going to go crazy. But in looking back, I just did not like my lifestyle. I felt very confined. I felt very bossed around. Well, I'm rebellious by nature. I'm an alcoholic. So when I turned 18, my friend that lived across the street, she introduced me to this guy, and unbeknownst to me, he was a heroin addict, but he was the first guy I ever went out with, and he liked me, so I said, this will be good. And we moved in together, and I got pregnant, and then I realized what addiction was. And I drank a little bit then, but nothing really big. That didn't work out. I didn't want to stay with him because when I found out I was pregnant, it's like I can't have like an addict in this child's life, even though I was soon to be showing that. And so I had my son when I was 19, and then when probably before I was 21, I was warming up. But when I turned 21, it was on. It was like, you know, first I started out with the big Long Island iced teas, and then just they got smaller and smaller and less mixed drinks. And I didn't know I was an alcoholic. I did other things too. And because I did other things, it kind of balanced it out. I never got super, super, super drunk. And I did that for quite a while. And then I had a boyfriend that said, you know, if you don't quit using that stuff, I'm going to leave. And I said, okay. So I quit using it. And then all of a sudden, the alcohol was a huge problem. I didn't realize how much I was drinking. I didn't know I couldn't stop. I didn't want to stop. People used to say, oh, I came here and I just couldn't stop. I just couldn't stop. And I thought, I never wanted to stop. I just stopped because, well, I stopped for my son initially. And I stopped because my days consisted of coming to in the morning, going to the bathroom, throwing up green stuff, drinking some more vodka, throwing up some more, putting my face on the cold, wet floor to just cool it down, and doing that little scenario for like an hour just to calm the nerves, because of course I hadn't planned properly the night before. I always thought I can get by on this much. Well, if I bought more than I normally thought I needed, I'd just drink more. So I never made it to the morning. And mornings were really bad. And I didn't know I was as bad as I was until even just a few months ago. Like I said, I came here. I got sober. I had great, great sponsors. I'm a horrible sponsee. I don't like to call. I don't like to follow directions. I don't like to check in. I have all the answers. I don't need a sponsor. This is too much like church. You're going to tell me what to do. And what I realized that I saw AA as like a church thing. You're going to tell me what to do. None of you guys know what you're doing anyways, but you think you do. And then I'm going to grow up and be as screwed up as you. So I'm going to do this my way. And I'm better than that. And, I was a hopeless drunk. And I also, too, which is common with us, I never grew up. I always thought I was 21. You know, I was 25, I was 30, I was 35 when I first came to AA, or 34. And I was like, I'm too young to quit drinking. You know, the life party's just getting started. Well, I'd been doing it for quite a while. I really didn't need to keep going, but I just, oh my God. I was going through some paperwork the other day and I saw this picture of me when I first went to the McDonald's Center. And I thought I looked good and I thought I had it going on. I look like death warmed over it. And I'm sitting there smiling like, oh, I'm sober for like 3 hours. I feel great. It's such, and I kept that picture on purpose because I want to remember I looked like a skeleton. I had like, I just looked malnourished. You know how we get. I looked horrible and I thought I looked good. And it was, it's just gross. But anyway, so what happened? Let's see what happened. So I came and went, stayed for a while. Didn't like you guys, of course. I didn't want to be one of you. Didn't want to hang out. Didn't want to go to these stupid dances. Didn't want to talk. Didn't want to any of this. It was like, you know what? You guys are just, I feel sorry for you. You're nice and everything, but I feel sorry for you because you get all excited to come to these meetings and, oh, I'm so grateful. My life's so wonderful. And I used to get scared too because people would talk about having long-term sobriety and they'd talk about all these horrible things that happened to them. Like people dying or getting divorced or the kid, you know, dying. And I was like, wow, you know, that doesn't sound like a lot of fun. And they were like, oh, and I'm so grateful. And I'm thinking, you know what, if those things happen to me, I'm drinking. Of course, I hadn't even stopped yet, but so I was afraid to get sober. I was afraid of life, and I didn't know I was as afraid as I was. I didn't know I was angry. I thought I was, I don't know what I thought I was, but I didn't think I was angry. And my anger really came forward the last couple years. And so my son, he goes through his stuff and he gets sober and he's doing really well. And he's dragging me to these meetings in La Mesa. And I'm like, I don't like this meeting. There's no carpet on the floor. It's noisy. There's a church upstairs. The kids are running around. And it was just like, and it was too small. Everyone was sitting really close together. And I hated that room. And today I love that room. It, I learned how to get along, not get along. I learned how to be a person and how to have friends and how to enjoy people. And that's just huge for me. It took me forever. I thought I'm never going to be able to stay sober because I have to like people and I don't like people. They want something or they're too demanding or they're going to try to boss me around. And so I was afraid of people and, I just didn't know how I was going to do it. But I was desperate for many years, and I told myself, you know what, if I keep coming back, no matter what, every time you relapse, keep coming back, keep coming back, keep coming back. Maybe it'll work. They say it will. At the time, I don't think I really thought that, but I was hoping for it because when the light came on, oh, probably about 6 months ago, I have just been overwhelmed with the amount of peace I have and that it happened. I'm just really, really hard-headed. And some of us have to hit lower bottoms than others. And but I'm glad I had the bottom and the experience I did because I wouldn't be here today. I had to absolutely prove to myself that what you were saying was the only way to do it. So I got through that period, and then I actually... Something happened about a year and a half ago. My son was sober. He was doing well. Everything was great. You know, had a few suicide attempts. I'm a very depressed alcoholic, very depressed. I go straight from drinking to suicide. It's not pretty. People are like, oh, I had to go to Mesa Vista. And I'm like, once? That's all? You know, I've been there. I don't know how many times. Put our family together. We've been there a zillion times. My sister, my son, all of us. You know, not just Mesa Vista. It's like when I get a newcomer, I'm like, I know where to send you. You can go here or here or here. If you don't have money, you go here. If you don't, you know, it's like I've been to all these places. And one other thing I realized too now that I didn't realize when I was drinking is that I liked feeling sorry for myself. I liked playing the victim. And that was embarrassing to say for a while, but I say it because it's true. It's like I used to like to go to the mental hospitals because I didn't have to go to work. I didn't have to get up. I didn't have to do anything. They'd drug me up. I could just sleep, you know. And it was like I have such a hard time with responsibility. But so about a year and a half, I said this again, my son was sober. He was doing really well. found this really cute guy in AA, and he was nice, and I was going to save him, even though, you know, I hadn't put together a lot of time. But I'd been around a while, so you know what? I knew what I was doing. And we were going to do this together and ride off into the sunset. And it was fun. He was a great guy, really awesome guy, really sweet guy. He relapsed, and a year ago, August, he died in the back of his car, drank himself to death. And he was 31. So I said, okay, this sucks. And what am I going to do? So for about 4 months, I'd never tried it. I decided the beer diet. I was only going to drink beer. I don't like beer. It takes too much to get drunk. You have to get too bloated to get a buzz. It's a lot of time to get that buzz. I said, well, if I drink, I can keep my job and I can, I'll be okay. I'll never get drunk enough to not be able to make it to work. And last December, I was off work for almost 4 weeks because I was too drunk to work. And then something happened to me. And all of a sudden, I realized a few things. One is I'm not exempt from life, and I'd heard that before. And I was like, because I thought, you know, those things don't happen to me. You know, people don't die on me. I'm a good person. Bad things aren't going to happen to me. And I had almost a year of sobriety when he died. And I was like, wow. After the shock set in and the grief set in, it was like, you know what? People are going to die whether I drink or not. Then I had some other things in my family go on and someone real close to me having a rough time. And I thought, people are going to do what they're going to do. I can either face this or I can keep drinking, which I can't keep drinking. I mean, I probably could, but I can't. I've passed that point where the promises start to come true, where that sense of peace is so amazing that there's no way I could go back. I mean, there's no way I would trade this. And I wish I could package this up and give it to everybody, but I can't, because we all have to learn on our own. But I do promise you, and I don't make a lot of promises because I'm a non-committal person, but I promise you, if you keep coming and keep coming and keep coming and don't give up, no matter how many times you stumble and fall, it will work. And, you know, I never wanted, same story, different person, never wanted to be like you. Now I'm like all excited about the dances on, you know, once a month at Alco and Alana Club and the New Year's Eve dance. And this year my son talked me into being the chairperson for the Alcathon. And I'm having a good time. Life is good. And I just can't express. I can't express the peace that comes with this and the self-esteem from doing the right thing. You know, I'm like, oh, I'm starting to mature. Well, it's about freaking time. You know, most people have done this 20 years ago. But I'm like all proud of myself because I'm acting like, you know, someone should be probably or more so at my age. But you know what? It's all okay. And I'm learning to not just like people. I enjoy them. I always think of meetings or life or certain situations like as a sitcom, and you always have to have the nerdy people, the funny people, the brainy people, the annoying people, the nice, sweet people. And it's like, that's what life is like. It's just a big sitcom. And if you look at us, I mean, we all play an integral part of it, and it is pretty funny. I mean, sometimes I sit in a meeting and I don't mean to laugh at people, but I just start laughing because we are such a unique group of people. And it is so much fun to hear each other talk and think, and it's fun. I mean, you can't get this kind of entertainment anyplace else. Not for this price. And I think now it's just like life is about having fun. We absolutely insist on having a good time, and that's one of my new mottos. My other motto that I love is, we cease fighting everyone and everything. And when I started doing that, it's like just this huge weight. And if it hasn't happened, I know people stress about, oh, I'm just not there yet. I'm not in that space. I wish I was in that space. It'll happen when it happens, but I promise you it will happen. And the other thing I want to say, and one of my sponsors, she hated this saying. I love it. And I don't know if it's AA or not, but I call it AA, and I share it at meetings, is it is what it is. I love that saying because it is. It really is. I mean, it's 8 o'clock on a Saturday night, and it's 8 o'clock on a Saturday night, whether you want it to be or not. That doesn't mean I handle everything with dignity and grace, but compared to how I was even a year ago, it's amazing. If anyone talked to my son, he would attest to that. I'm sure he's quite surprised too. And it's just a good deal. It's a good day to be sober. It's wonderful to be here. It's wonderful to be an alcoholic, and you just can't get this anywhere else. And stick together, be there for each other, and don't give up on people. You know, people used to take bets on me if I was going to make it or not, and I was pissed. I was like, never mind, I better stop there. I was pissed. So, and I didn't want to prove them wrong, but then when I did do it, I was like, ha, ha, ha. You know, so I guess I did, but what I guess I want to convey is if someone like me, and you'd have to see me in my drunkenness to know it, but if someone like me can get through this and become happy, not just sober, because sober is just the beginning, but happy and just at peace and available to be part of life, it's just the most amazing thing we can ever have. And we're all in this together, and so I hope that we all support each other all the time, because without each other, we're lost. So thanks for letting me share.